big was it over there in the West looking on? What was the build-up like?
No, it's fantastic. So two major race meetings at Ascot I've been to in the last 6 months. The Gold Rush and the Quokka, both different days, but both just super fun race days. They just do it so well. A race named after a small marsupial rat-like creature.
So is it a rodent, a quokka?
I don't know exactly what a quokka is, but they have fully embraced the name, the trophy of the quokka. It's just so perfectly ridiculous. You know, there's no giant... When you think of it, actually, the golden slipper. Like, really? The golden slipper? It's a slipper. Why not have a trophy that's basically a bronze... marsupial. It's just sensational.
Well, it is Australia.
It's fun. The crowd's... it was a very young crowd, that sort of 20 to 30 demographic, certainly dominant on course. But it's just a great day at the races.
Big crowd, because they had to contest with the local derby over there as well.
You know what it does? And my folly at the Gold Rush meeting was to do same. It sort of looked a bit mediocre up to about race three. And you think, oh, I thought they'd get more people here. But they're late comers to the races over in the West. They build... sort of race five-ish onwards, it was full. And the stand was absolutely chockers. The lawn in front of the stand was chockers for the running of the quokka. Their queen, Amelia's Jewel, couldn't quite get the job done, but they just love her. Mm. They were two and three deep around the pre-parade area to watch her. They just love that horse. She is their pin-up girl for sure.
We'll talk more about the quokka a little bit later, and I want to get your thoughts on Overpass. Great training performance, goes back-to-back. But a lot of debate about Amelia's Jewel, and the first SMS that comes through this morning said Saturday morning Amelia's Jewel is overrated, lay of the day again. Oh, now others finally agreeing. What do you reckon, boys?
You know what? That is, and I'll go hard on this, and I'll continue with this opinion. She is one of the best horses in Australia. She and you can crow and say, lay of the day, horse overrated, right? That is the most stupid comment. The horse is not a sprinter. Mm-hmm. She is not a sprinter. The only reason she is running in this race is because it's worth $5 million and it's in her backyard. And she makes the race locally. She's their great white hope. Now, she's run second, beaten less than a length, against a genuine good sprinter in Overpass who flies at that track. It's his happy place. Speaking of Bjorn Baker in the lead-up to the race, he can't believe the change in the horse when he goes to Western Australia. He is just in the zone over there. Amelia's Jewel is elite at a mile, not at 1,200 metres. So kick her all you want, and you want to lay her at 1,200, you get the cash, great. But you can't kick the horse and say she's overrated. She is racing at a distance that is not her optimal.
I wonder if they'll change their mind now, because it's all about, we'll send her to a trainer probably over in the east, maybe Sydney, maybe Chris Waller, and get her ready for an Everest. Mm. Would they change their mind?
If you ran in an Everest, it's stupid. Just don't do it. And I love the horse. Don't chase the Everest. There are numerous Group 1 races at a mile that she would be, if not winning, super competitive in. That's her go. 14, 1600 metres. Does she get 2000? I don't know. This is a miler. This is an elite miler. Having a throw at the stumps in a sprint race. She was favourite because of the groundswell of support that she gets there. Just about every local had money on Amelia's Jewel. They just want her to win. I spoke to three people, just punters who came up and said, do you reckon she can win? I said, no, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to back her because I love it. Yeah, same here. I'll back her every start. Mm. But I'm going to back something else as well. That's just the horse she is.
I'm with you. I think she's better suited at the mile. And what you can take out of it with merit to this run, which adds to her class, is that it was a great ride. We've just got to preface this, but because where she was drawn. But to push up on speed in a fastly run race and still give late like that in a 1,200 metre run, she's better when she's ridden within herself. She's able to show that devastating turn of foot late, which she's going to get in a more moderately run race over a mile. So I thought the performance was actually enormous.
Yeah, you know what? Horses like Black Caviar and Winx, they have spoiled... Mm. The experience of good horses for people who are probably more focused on win every time. Mm. Like they just want to see their judgment now, and there are racing followers who whose judgment of a good horse is that they win every single start. Oh, I didn't win today. Mr. Brightside got beaten. Oh, overrated. Like, come on.
Well, she's only missed a place
twice. You're
only
ruining it for yourself. Just
in her career.
Enjoy the competition.
She's won 9 of 13 and 9 of 15 and 4 seconds.
That's overrated. She's terrible.
She beat Pride of Jenny over the mile at the Moonee Valley.
And that was an average win. That
was a tradesman-like performance.
Anyway, we'll talk more about Amelia's and Overpass a little later.